Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. I'm Rich Trafalino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Apple is working on technology to diagnose depression and cognitive decline using signals like facial expressions, speech, the pace and frequency of walks, sleep patterns, and heart and respiratory rates. This work comes from research partnerships with UCLA and the pharmaceutical company Biogen. Apple reportedly aims to keep analysis of these conditions on device. PayPal began rolling out an updated mobile app in the U.S., which now includes direct deposit, bill pay, a digital wallet, peer-to-peer payments, shopping tools, and crypto capabilities. The company also announced a new high-yield savings account, PayPal Savings, that'll launch in the coming months in partnership with Synchrony Bank. Netflix now offers a free mobile plan in Kenya, with approximately one quarter of its TV shows and movies available, aiming to spark growth in the African market. The free plan is only for Android phones and is ad-free. Anyone over 18 in Kenya can sign up for the free plan, and no payment information is required. HackerOne expanded its Internet Bug Bounty program to better support open-source security. HackerOne clients can now have an option to pool between 1 to 10% of spend to the open-source project, and bounties will be divided between security researchers finding bugs and volunteer maintainers of the code, respectively split 80-20. With Android 11, Google introduced a permission auto-reset feature, which would disable app permissions around accessing location, contact information, messages, and other private user data if an app wasn't used in a while. In December, the company will release a Play Services update to now expand this feature to devices running Android 6 and newer. That goes back to 2015. Enterprise apps are exempt from the feature, and devs can ask users to turn off the feature in an app that are designed to run in the background. After leaking updated Kindles yesterday, Amazon officially announced the new $139.99 Kindle Paperwhite, the $189.99 Paperwhite Signature Edition, and the $159.99 Paperwhite Kids Edition. These come with larger 6.8-inch screens with more LEDs and USB-C charging. The Signature Edition gets wireless charging, more storage, and an auto-adjusting light. The Kids Edition gets 1 year of Amazon Kids Plus, a cover, and a 2-year replacement guarantee. All are available for pre-order now and ship October 27th. General Motors will replace battery modules in recalled Bolt EVs and EUVs as early as October, now that LG restarted production at 2 Michigan factories. LG worked with GM to improve quality assurance and instituted new manufacturing processes in order to provide confidence in the new supplies. GM will also launch a new diagnostic software package in the next 60 days to be installed by dealers, which will detect specific abnormalities that may reveal a damaged battery. According to the Wall Street Journal sources, the Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed several Activision senior executives as well as chief executive Bobby Kotick as part of an investigation into how Activision Blizzard handled allegations of sexual misconduct and workplace discrimination. This follows an ongoing civil suit filed July 20th by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, alleging gender-based discrimination and sexual harassment. Apple released a redesigned iCloud Mail web app after beta testing it since earlier this year. This removes interface elements left over from iOS 7, with a UI more in line with the current Mac Mail app. The redesign also pops up the Mail Compose panel in the same window as the inbox, rather than opening a separate window. OnePlus CEO Pete Lau confirmed the company will not ship a T-Series device in 2021, but that next year's flagship will run its new unified operating system that integrates OnePlus's Oxygen OS with Oppo's Color OS. OnePlus has released an upgraded T-Series device annually in the second half of the year since the OnePlus 3T in 2016. HP announced the Envy 34 all-in-one desktop PC with a 34-inch 5K display capable of 500 nits of brightness. Inside is an Intel 11th Gen Core i9 processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Max-Q graphics, as well as a wireless charging pad in the base and a detachable 16-megapixel webcam. It starts at $1,999, shipping in October. Slack launched a feature called Clips, letting users share video messages in Slack channels. Clips video includes live captions and searchable transcripts. The company also added an ability in Slack Connect to allow paid organizations to partner with companies on free plans. Previously, this kind of cross-organization communication was limited to paid customers. And finally, Amazon will announce news about their latest Amazon devices, features, and services on September 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time at an invite-only event, sadly, no live stream. Previous Amazon fall hardware events have featured Echoes, Eero routers, and Ring cameras, as well as more experimental fare like the Echo Loop Ring and the Ring in-home drone. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.